101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
No one asked us yet again to speak at a graduation.
Yeah.
4 years in a row. It's sort of like an honor now, almost.
I don't even know what we would do if somebody did ask us. Clearly, they've heard these, and they're like, this is not what we really want to hear
since
at graduation.
We have not been asked to do any graduation speeches. We're going to just give it to you now.
Yes.
I present to you, for the class of 2019, your keynote speaker, Miss Holly O'Connor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Graduation. The end of a long and adventure-filled journey through the education system. But this isn't just graduation. That's why these are called commencement speeches. Commencement is a beginning. And that's what matters more to me than the ending of your educational career. What you're about to go through will be challenging. Hell, it'll be downright hard at times.
Mm.
You'll be scared. You'll cry. You'll worry. You'll have to figure out a new normal. And I'm here to tell you, that's okay. How else do you prepare for all of the life that is in front of you? Those pain points that we try so desperately to avoid are our greatest teachers. And that is no offense to your teachers or professors or anything. But what I've learned in life is that a lesson will come at you in different forms until you learn it and accept it and move through it. So my advice to you on this day of beginnings is to embrace pain. Don't run. Don't try to hide. Don't take a shortcut. The only way through any of life's painful challenges is to go through them. And your future self will be so much better for it, because through any struggle that you have to go through, your best life awaits. Congratulations to the class of 2019. I know you'll do it.
Fantastic, Holly.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic.
I'm just trying to pass on a little bit of hard-learned knowledge.
Can't believe no one has asked you to give a speech.
No, they sure didn't. They're like, we don't want to hear about that mess. It's too real.
Holly, please present me as I get my cap and gown, or my whatever you call it that they put on.
Yes, your honorary robes.
Yeah.
Please let me introduce to you your keynote speaker for this commencement, Mr. Miguel F. Fuller.
Let me just start off by saying, I'm not paying off your student loans like the billionaire did this past weekend at Morehouse College in Atlanta, but what I will give you will serve you for the rest of your life. Ish is about to get scary for you. This will be the first time you will juggle getting a paycheck and having to figure out how to pay for life, have fun, and save all at the same time.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you still got to stay hydrated. That will all work itself out. But here's where things will get hard. Adversity. As you go into your work life, you'll be faced with challenges that will make you question your worth. People that call themselves friends will cheer you on, but talk about you behind your back in the workplace, and they are adults. There will be times when it seems like everyone is advancing and making more money than you. There'll be times when you'll walk out of work and question if everything you did to get to this point was worth it. Those are just distractions. People will always talk about you. You're never going to be liked by everyone, and someone will always make more money than you. You will always second-guess yourself after your boss reams you out for a mistake you made. Here's the most important thing you can do. Show up and show out. The people that are successful and continue to be successful are the people who show up day after day, no matter what is facing them through those workplace doors. Sometimes you may have to take a mental health day to refocus. That's okay. You're human. No one's asking you to be Iron Man. On a day when you feel the most insecure and scared, just let this bounce around your head. Show up and show out. Thank you.
Very well done. I'm going to show up and show out.
That's it. Just keep that in your head. Show up and show out.
Yes.
You can get our commencement speeches if you want to hear them all, or play them back for someone, or maybe just play them for the graduation ceremony coming up.
Hey, go ahead.
In just a little bit, go to hot1015tampabay.com and click on the Miguel and Holly page.